13 13 32, our telephone number. Call us, tell us what's on your mind. Helen, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hi, John. I just...
Yeah, turn the radio off, Helen, please.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes. Is the radio off?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, first time ringing you regarding this cross city tunnel.
Yeah.
I received a tow notice, and it's like a street coming together in Amelope after 2 months. Instance happening in the cross city tunnel.
Yeah.
So everyone got a $1.60 charge with $10 administration fee. So I didn't even know that's the electronic tunnel. Because when you travel from William Street to Edgecliff through that little small tunnel, and it's no signs pre-warned or anything, so
there are signs up and down William Street. I mean, you know that what speed you're supposed to do, and I think it's about 45 or 50 or something, isn't it?
No, it's not speed. It's electronic toll. I didn't pay. So yeah, I didn't know what's the electronic toll.
Well, why didn't you know?
Hey?
Why didn't you know?
Because I never travelled to East. So that's the first time I travelled to East. So I didn't look at the top of
the
little $3 something sign. That's only I found out after 2 months later. I drive back.
So you just kept driving?
Yeah, just driving on the road, keep going, because I checked the UBD, you know, through William Street, then go to New South Tyler Road.
Yes.
Just keep driving, yeah, going straight. But I didn't know how to turn left to King's Cross,
yeah.
And then going straight down on the side of the road to avoid it.
How terrifying all this would be.
I didn't know that it was being a truck tunnel.
Well, sweetheart, it's up to you to know, isn't it? I mean, if you're using the roadways, it's up to you to know in what manner they have to be used. You should know all that. I mean, somebody got to ring you up and tell you. Not like that's going to happen. I mean, you just got to keep your eyes open. And
I understand that part, so I can pay that fee, no problem. But just after 2 months later, after you travel several times and got the $10 each notice at on top.
Yeah, but are you telling me that you've never noticed the speed sign?
It's not a speed sign because I didn't pay the electronic toll.
Oh, I see. It's because you didn't...
For the fee, yeah, then plus $10 administration fee on top.
Yeah, well, didn't you expect to have to pay?
No, I didn't expect to pay $10 fee.
Well, the only reason you got the $10 fee was because you didn't pay the toll in the first instance.
That's right. So if I knew that the week after, I would have never travelled there again, or I'd pay that fee plus the $10, right? But this bill is coming 2 to 3 months later... We're straight together.
Yeah, but
to pay $30 fee.
Okay, but don't you notice when? Obviously, you don't notice. Don't you notice when you're driving around that there are speed signs? Obviously, you're Asian, are you?
Yes.
Yeah. Where are you from, actually?
China.
China.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, didn't know that was the electronic one.
Well, I mean, you've got to be aware. You've got to look. And I understand the Chinese drivers are probably the worst drivers on the face of the earth. And you probably fall into that category along with the rest of them. And I don't think you do a lot of looking by the sound of things, because you can't go galloping through a toll gate constantly and not know it's a toll gate and not know that you're expected to pay something. That's what they're for. And they have them all over China. So, I mean, you should be used to them. But I'll give you even money that sweet Helen's little too. She's about 4'8". I can see it. And they look out between the steering wheel and the top of the dashboard. And it's frightening when you drive up behind these people, because it looks like nobody's driving the car. You can't see ahead or anything. Just see this car hurtling along, and nobody appears to be driving it. But you've got to... Well, I won't put it that way. You've got to keep your eyes open. And you've got to watch out for things, Helen, like signs saying toll ahead or whatever. It's really not all that difficult, or it shouldn't be. But it's no wonder that we get a bit terrified. Some Asian drivers, you know, you're not all that great at it. We tend to keep our distance, and I think rightly so. Now I'm going to be screamed at for saying that I'm being racist or something. I'm not being racist. I'm telling you the truth. That's all. If that's racist, then put me in jail. I could care less. But that's the story. I mean, it's a well-known fact. I guarantee I can fill this switchboard with people who are prepared to give me prime examples of people driving motor cars who are of Asian origin, who don't drive them perhaps as well as they should. I don't know. They have a different attitude to driving, I suppose. I really can't tell you. But I don't resile from the fact that I really believe that a lot of people who are of Asian origin just aren't as competent behind the wheels of motor cars as some other people. I don't know whether it's got to do with something with their height, if they're little, like Helen. I give you even money, she's 4'8". And consequently, she can't see signs, and we can't see her, and it's terrifying, frankly.